Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Yevamos Daf Kuf Aleph, Yevamos 101. In our chapter, we'll focus on the mitzvah of chalitza. Like we have said many times in this tractate, if a man dies without any children, then his brothers are supposed to do yibum with his wife. But if the brothers do not want to do yibum, then the Torah writes in Deuteronomy chapter 25, verses 7 through 10, if the man does not want to take his brother's wife, then his yivama, though his brother's widow, should go up to the gates to the elders, and meaning to say she should go up to the court, and she should say, she should say my husband's brothers do not want to uphold his name in Israel, and the elders of the court should call him down, and at that point he should say, I do not desire to take her. And so then the Yavama should come in front of the elders of the court, and she should remove his shoe from his foot, and she should spit on the floor in front of him, and then she should say out loud, Kacha yaseh la'esh, so you shall do to the man, asher lo yivnes beisachiv, will not be building up the house of his brother. And she shall call his name in Israel, the Beis Chalutza Na'al, the house of the Chalutza Na'al. And with the chalitza of the shul, and with this chalitza, she's permitted to marry any Jew again. So our chapter is going to deal with these laws, and we start with the first Mishnah of this chapter. And so the Mishnah tells us, mitzvahs chalitza b'shlosha dayanim. The mitzvah of chalitza needs to be done with three judges. Afilu shlosha hedyotos, even if the three are not experts, meaning to say they don't have to be actual dayanim, they don't have to be experts. And the Mishnah calls it a mitzvah, the mitzvah of chalitza. And so now the Mishnah discusses which shoe is going to be kosher and what shoe is kosher. So the mitzvah of chalitza needs to be done with what's called a sandal. And if it's torn, which is such a shoe that if it's torn, you can't fix it. However, chalitza b'minol, If the chalitza was done with a minnow, which is a shoe that was made from soft leather, chalitza kshera, then we're going to say that after the fact, retroactively, the chalitza is kshera. However, l'chatkila, initially speaking, the sages prohibited using such a shoe, because a shoe that was made from soft leather is not really a full shoe, and also the sages were concerned that if a shoe will tear, and then you're going to come do the chalitza with a torn out shoe, and so the chalitza, the shoe needs to be complete and not torn. And if you did the chalitza be'anpilya, which is a shoe that's made from linen, chalitzasa psua, then it's going to be disqualified, and the reason is because it says v'chotzana alo. And she will remove his shoe, and a shoe is something that protects the foot, as it states in Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 10, ve'en alech tachash, meaning to see that the shoe is made from the skin of the tachash, and which is one of the skins that was used for the Mishkan, animal skin. And from here we learn that the shoe needs to be made like the skin of the tachash, meaning something that protects the foot, and linen, a linen shoe is not going to be considered sufficient. However, if you did the chalitza besandal, which is this type of shoe, sheyesh lo akev, that has something which is like a heel, that's something that prevents the foot so that it doesn't leave the shoe. So under those circumstances, kosher, it's kosher. She'in lo akev, but if it doesn't not have this heel, does not have something that prevents the foot from falling out, then it's going to be disqualified. Even b'di'evit, even after the fact. And the reason is because it says, v'chotza na'alo. Meaning, and we learn from this that it has to be a shoe that is appropriate to him, with nothing that prevents the foot from falling out. And so, therefore, if it would, it's not appropriate for him. So then, let's say the Yavam, who was missing a leg, if it was minar kuva, if it was from the knee down, or lamata. So therefore, under these circumstances, we're going to say chalitza sakshera. Then we're going to say the chalitza is kosher. Meaning to say that even if it's above the foot, meaning to say from that under those circumstances it's kosher. But menar kuvo lamala, but from the knee upward, then we're going to say it's going to be disqualified if it's from the knee upward, because that's above his foot, and so therefore it's not going to be included in the verse. Chalitza b'sandal she'en shelo. Let's say she does the chalitza with a sandal that's not his, or b'sandal shel eitz, or if it's a wooden sandal, or b'sandal shel small b'yamin, or if he was wearing a lefty shoe on his right foot. In all these cases, we're going to say chalitza k'sher, that even though it's not the ideal way to do it, but after the fact, it's going to be kosher. And then the Mishnah says chalitza begadol shuyachol aloch bo, or bekatan shuchofes rov raglav, chalitza k'sher. If she does the chalitza with a shoe that he could still walk on, or with a small shoe that covers the majority of his foot, the chalitza is going to be kosher after the fact. But l'chatchila, that's not what you're supposed to do, because then maybe you're going to come to do the chalitza. The rabbis don't want that. Initially speaking, you might come to do the chalitza with a shoe that doesn't really fit and one that he can't really walk with.